Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season. And if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy performance package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, I don't know, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and they might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped. Pew, 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 pew. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. We are living in the future.
Pew, pew. The future.
That made me laugh when I watched that the other day.
By the way, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge Uncensored show. And Blitz, I'm going to try to be a little cleaner here than I usually am because I've been getting like...
Okay.
Like they're striking me based on it being filthy.
On YouTube?
On YouTube, yeah.
Hmm.
I think we can be filthy, but just a tad less filthy. Still use some colorful language, but I think when you start getting into, you know, Rocky and chicks and things like that, it tends to get a little problematic, you know? What do you think? I mean, you're the head of everything.
Fuck them.
Blitz, you're the head of everything around here, but you're the head of not giving Bubba the good news. So, you're the head of being completely opposite of what Bubba says. That's what you're the head of.
No, I think that you're exactly
complete
right.
Opposite. Big Buck with 1,000 subs.
Exactly right, and we need to clean up our act because we're dirty.
It's my boy, Big Buck, G-Ball, for the suit. I'll be taking it off on stage. Did you just shit your pants?
She lifted that gift basket. I almost said effing gift basket.
We're gonna get into that.
We can't cuss.
Look at you, Anna. You're like, you're just so fucking whapped right now. You're like, oh my god. Now, Anna, what if a guy? I feel like I'm part of a Curb Your Enthusiasm episodes here.
Mommy. He's like holding it.
God, it's so. Is there any other Curb fans in here?
I watched it.
Anna, you're not a Curb.
It's not that I'm not a fan. I never really started it. I've seen like an episode or two.
I've seen a few, and I like them. I just don't watch it.
But Anna, I haven't watched TV for like a decade.
But hold on, Anna, listen to me. You literally, like, I think it's season 10 or 11.
Yeah.
On Curb.
Yeah.
You could literally start with episode one of any season,
and it would.
And it tells, you know Larry David's the main guy.
Yep.
It's basically a show about Larry David's lives and the conundrums that he gets in.
I'm aware of the premise, but
and
yeah.
So you could literally start like season 11 or season 10, whatever it is, episode one, and you get it. Like you just get it. You figure out who the characters are because there's not very many. And it's just funny. Would you watch one for me, please?
Yeah, you said it's on HBO Max.
And it, yeah, and it's so well written. Like, I think that you, and it's real Jewish.
You know what? I'm going to California on Saturday. I will make sure that I get in, hopefully, at least a season.
Is that when they came back from their hiatus, the season 10? Or
yeah,
no?
Okay. I think I would start.
That's when I stopped watching because it took so long off that I kind of just forgot.
I don't
about
know.
It.
I would either start with season 10 or find out what the final. What season are they doing right now, Lummy?
I'll find out for you.
And then I either start with this season or last season. One of the two. I actually would. Because they're only 22
minutes each.
22
right?
minutes each. So you could. Lummy?
They did season 11. So this is season 12.
They're in season. So Anna, I would start with season 11 and just watch 11 and 12.
All right.
And you will fucking love it.
Okay.
It is so well written. It's so Jewish.
All right. I'm going to watch it with my dad. He'll love it.
Oh, hold on. He's not familiar?
I don't think he doesn't really watch too much TV either. He watches a lot of news.
I don't want you spending your time on vacation watching television.
I do.
No,
I have to quarantine for like fucking 4 days.
You guys got potty mouths, man.
I know.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's not what gets. That's usually not what gets you in trouble, Blitz. It's I stuck this into that, and it fucking flipped out of that, and came into that.
Prepositions.
Yeah. So now, you have to. I don't know. Is it even worth it?
She's going to California.
I know, but like, isn't it just?
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? Hold on. We live in a country where you can fly. Anywhere in the continental United States, you can fly to Florida. Nobody gives a fuck.
This isn't California rules. This is my mom rules.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why it's your mom's.
Oh, that's right.
The reason why it's your mom's rules is because she's been propagandized by the California media.
Oh, yeah, because she's a Nazi as a doctor.
So Anna's going to take a PCR test like a few days into her trip, but between that and the time she goes to see her mom, she has to quarantine.
That is absolute bullshit.
Jeez. Oh, I know.
That is absolute bullshit.
Didn't they just bring back the mask?
Yeah, the indoor mask.
Indoor mask. Yeah.
I want to talk with my mom and see what rules she's comfortable with because I would like to see a friend or two, you know, and I don't want to be in the house from Tuesday to Friday.
I mean, but meanwhile, your mom can fly here. Nope, no bubbles, no troubles, but she would probably never get on a plane.
She actually went to Northern California shortly after her surgery, but because my aunt was vaccinated, everything was happy days.
It's just unreal, the mentality we have and how we've boogeymanned this up. It's just a joke.
I mean,
well,
my mom
saw California, though. I mean, not California, the NFL, you know, they're freaking out.
What are they doing?
Well, because they got like 75 players have it now, so they're freaking out.
Yeah, but having it and I've heard that most of the people that are getting the unicorn omnicorn, that they are vaccinated people.
Yep.
That's just what I'm hearing. I'm not going one way or the other. Whether
it's super mild.
And that it's not near what Gen 1, Gen 2 COVID really was.
Correct.
Not to underscore the importance of, you know, it being a very much a deadly pandemic that we face. But I've heard that it seems to be kind of half-lifing its strength, so to speak.
Mm.
Is that what you're hearing? It's like not nearly the event it was a year ago.
Correct. It's not.
Like the people that came from wherever it was, South Africa, that, you know, brought it to the States, they didn't even have symptoms. They just got tested and they're like, oh, they have Omicron. And everyone freaked out and they had zero symptoms or very mild.
How much longer do we go?
Like forever.
Like Jim Brewer said, before people say enough.
Well,
stop.
Florida's there. Florida's had enough
since
last year.
We're the Wild West. I think we were the very first people to say, stop with this bullshit. I think we might have been one of the very first states to say,
100%.
Like, even Indiana's way more uptight than here.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere else is except here.
And Ronnie D said he's not changing it.
Ronnie D's the man.
Yeah.
Ronnie D's the man. Go ahead and ass bucket Charlie Crist run against Ronnie D.
Ugh,
please. You and your Nikki Fried bitch, get out of here. Yeah.
Flip-flopping
applesauce and get out of here, buddy.
Yeah.
The only way, Charlie Crist.
You're gangbang, Charlie.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to win Florida is if Ron strokes out, you have him killed, or there's some kind of, listen, there's some kind of technicality where, you know, he becomes the governor and then runs for president and becomes president. Then do they have an emergency election or do they?
Lieutenant governor, I think, until the next election.
Yep.
Charlie, I'd wait for that. Because you're going to get your ass thumped.
Isn't he old? Like,
no, Charlie's fine. Charlie's fine. But Charlie's going to get his ass thumped. I'm telling you that right now.
Good.
Ron DeSantis is the next, is the second
Charlie
term.
Charlie Crist is 65.
Huh. Ron DeSantis is the
he's like
two-term. He's going to be a two-term governor. And then in between his governorship, he's going, like, what's the rules, Lummy, when you run for president as a, as an acting, you know, sitting governor? Like, you, what's the rules?
You don't have to step down. Only if you win, then obviously the lieutenant governor takes over. And then if you lose, you just go back to being governor.
That's the gig right there. Wasn't Ronald Reagan the governor of California when he ran? Right. Ron DeSantis is the man. That's your next prez right there.
You think Charlie Crist is going to go get married again?
You know what would do him better? If he got married to a man this time.
Well.
No, seriously.
He's a flip-flopping bitch.
No, but hold on, Blitz. It would be more probably true to his game. It would be more. Hold on. Let me just think. I think you're going to agree with me. If Charlie Crist would get married to a man, it would be within his political party a great thing. They like that.
Yep.
Two, it would be truly more honest than the other thing you did.
Yeah.
And three, people might just really appreciate it. Say, you know what, Charlie? That's very courageous to come out. And to finally, you know, we knew it. We've known it since, 96.
Yeah. Come out as a woman.
Isn't that what the Indiana guy did? Was he the mayor?
Peter Buttigieg.
Yeah. Buttigieg.
Yeah, he's you know what? Actually, in Indiana, he's very well received.
Yeah.
Like, people really think, I mean, he's a good, he's done a good job.
Well, Charlie, the rumor is that he married his last wife, you know, as part of like a campaign.
Yeah, like a beard deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a rumor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ronnie D. loves the young girls. As long as they're over 18, who cares? I mean, JFK had ass.
Yeah. He
Everybody's
had
got ass.
Twig and Sig or whatever.
Twig and Berries.
Frickin' Frack.
Oh, yeah. Frickin' Frack.
Everybody's got ass.
That's right.
It's just now that if you get side ass, you get caught and it can't, and everything cancels you. Like everything. You could literally, you know, ran over a cat on your way to work today as the governor, and they would fucking try to cancel you. Oh, you know, he had a cat today. He hates animals. He hates women.
Right. He hates pussy.
All right. So before I get into my Blitz, have you seen the artwork of the towing signs?
I have not.
Oh, my God. They're so great.
Send them back to me.
We're gonna go through the towing signs, and then Anna will go where I know you're over there.
I'm like groping the present.
Yeah,
I'm like, fondling it.
Can you put it down a little bit?
Oh.
Just a little bit, please.
Fine.
Now, by the way, Blitz, Rick can make these. Rick from Rainbow Rick. He can make these and make them out of metal as well. Okay. What?
I don't know. She's
double click them and it'll show you.
It fell.
If you double click them,
it'll show
you. Oh, there you go. That's good.
Here you go. This is one example. Now, Blitz, this covers our ass because it like a Spanish man would say, you know.
It says the language we speak, and then it says the native language of our country.
Right. This is pretty good. Look, no parking. It's got the tow truck. It's got Bubba Army on the tow truck. It says 813-902-8222 Clem's Towing LLC. I kind of like that.
Me too.
I love it.
That's an option. Or I actually like this one too. Private property, no parking. Violators will be towed away at vehicle's owner's expense. And then it's got Bubba Army, Clem's Towing. I mean, based on how it, then you got this one here down here. Hold on. Is there one more?
No, those are the only two.
Those are the only two?
Yeah.
All right, side by side?
Yep.
Blitz, which one of the two? I kind of like the right one better. I think it pops. I don't know, but I kind of like putting Hispanic in there too.
Yeah. What if he did both of them and then one on, because you wanted two.
So we put.
One of each?
Yeah.
One of each?
Yeah, because at least now you have one that says private property.
Okay, let's ask Rick, if it's a pain in the ass to do two different ones, if he can only do one, which one would you rather have?
Probably the right one.
Okay.
Because it really pops out at you, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think it'd be cool to have one of each, but if it's a pain in the ass to, like, do a setup each one.
And not only that, Rick, but how big, like, I want them pretty big. I don't want them little, you know, flashcard willies.
He says we can size to whatever.
I think I like the one on the right as well.
All right.
6 foot by 8 foot.
Well, no, but like, what was that one?
24 by 36.
24 by 36, Rick. Price
or
them out.
Like 18 by 24, maybe.
18 by 24. There you go, Blitz. Let's go 18 by 24. Right. Rainbow Rick, expense them out. 18 by 24, one of each.
I just sent them the text.
And if they're not that much, Blitz, let's buy, you know, a whole bunch of them.
Sure. Just put them everywhere.
Just put them everywhere.
Mm-hmm. We'll just go around town taking down the red ones and putting those up.
Yeah. And then you start getting calls.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, y'all towed my car.
No, we didn't. We're not even a towing company. It's just a radio station.
Well, I don't know the cars.
Oh, Blitz, we should go down and see if actually people would call us, right?
Yeah. We'll start taking cards.
Are you on with Rick? Get the information.
Yeah, I just sent him all that information.
Hello. By the way, we're live on Facebook and YouTube. How's my YouTube? I mean, how's my Facebook girls over here?
Oh, they're all.
I
in
see
there.
Ashley is Wizzy over here. I got there. Tina May. I got Eileen. I haven't seen Eileen Collins up in the cut for a while.
Nope.
She's waiting for you in the Keys.
She's waiting for me in the Keys.
Spread Eagle.
Squirt the Saturday night away. Fix my tooth. Hello.
What?
Hey, how you doing, Bubba?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. Hello.
Hey, I just want to let you know, if you're going to put signs out, no parking signs, you got to do a call before you dig. You don't want to be hitting no gas mains or anything out there, you know?
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, well, I mean, please. Gas line.
All right.
I mean, we're not calling. Call before you dig. I got a general idea what's underneath there. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to have Lemmy do it.
And if I hit something and Lemmy gets electrocuted, Lemmy's going to get the post hole digger.
Yeah, it's called content.
Yeah, it's called content. If Lummy hits a 5 zillion watt, Megatron transformer, then so be it.
Yeah, and Big Red will be there, so we'll be straight.
Big Red will be mixing.
Well, it
the
won't
content.
Be straight.
It won't be straight.
Lummy, you said it.
Now, Blitz, I wonder if we should also get some more and put them against the fence.
Just make it obnoxious.
Just line.
We don't want you parking here.
No, I just think one on either side, because the people across the street have the same thing. They have one at like one, mm-hmm. you know, like 25 feet apart.
Yeah.
Something like that. And then what do you do, Blitz? Just buy those steel, the
poles.
The poles at Walmart or Lowe's
Depot.
Or Home Depot mm-hmm. or GNC Construction Supply or something like that.
Yep.
What's Rainbow Rick saying on the price, kid?
He has not gotten back to me. He got back really quick on the other stuff, but.
Private property, no parking. Violators will be towed away at vehicle owner's expense. 813-8-813-90, Bubba. Clem's Towing, LLC. K5 Production.
Lynn Bailey, 500 stars.
I like that a lot. All right, so we're working on that project, Lemmy. Okay,
yep.
I got that one closed out. Now, Anna.
Yes.
Kevin Hazlett.
He sure did.
Is one of the most just giving pimp. Now, Blitz, can you imagine that you?
The only thing we need to check is make sure there is not a Clem's Towing LLC.
Oh yeah.
If that's the case, we just got to change that wording. If so, if not, we're good to go.
We could just change it to maybe
Yippee-O Towing or something like
Todd
that.
Todd Clem Towing.
Yeah.
Todd Clem Towing.
There's a Todd's Clem and
TAC Towing.
Do you remember Living Life as Todd?
Yeah.
When did your mom start calling you Bubba?
Like 10th grade.
Okay.
Like 10th grade. That's when I really wasn't named Bubba. I was named Clem. Just Clem.
Even like as a kid, like young
kid?
Yeah,
just Clem. Like, you know, Clem. Coaches would always call you by your last name.
Well,
so
I knew
you'd be
that.
Clem.
Yeah.
And then,
ninth grade is where Doug Hutzel first called me Bubba. And it just kind of stuck. And I got to be Bubba. And I don't even remember Todd Clem. I hate him. He's a nerd.
He's dead.
Todd Clem's dead. That's my new song. Todd Clem is dead.
I mean, I've known you since like the late 90s and like your mom and sister and all that since about the same time. And nobody calls you Todd.
Nobody.
The only people that call you Todd are people that are fans that come up and they think they're cool.
Right.
But I mean, other than that, like, what's they literally Todd? Call you Bubba.
Like sometimes all the fan will come and be like, hey, Todd. Be like, listen, you're like, okay, so you know my first name.
Yeah. We're a hater that
you've never hidden that fact.
Nothing screams I'm a douchebag trying to be Johnny Insider is when you go up and say, hey, Todd. Mm-hmm. Hey, Todd.
Or like a troll that tries to be like, hey, Todd.
Like my mom calls me Bubba.
And always has. I mean, as far as since the late 90s that I've known you, she's always called you Bubba.
Well, it would have been like 1979 or 1980 was the first year. I would say 80. 1980 is when Coach Hutzel called me Bubba for the first time. He's like, Bubba Clem, 64, Bubba Clem.
And why did he call you Bubba?
I was just a big guy, because I mean, I don't look like a skip or a chip.
Yeah. Some people just call, like, generic people Bubba sometimes. Like, my brother has a good friend, like, any little kid, anybody he knows, it's, their name is Bubba. He just calls him Bubba.
So I got to be Bubba, like, in ninth grade, and I've been Bubba ever since. You know? And I like it. I like Bubba. Mm-hmm. Not really. I kind of wouldn't mind going back to Todd. Bubba's got me in a lot of problems. Bubba Clem hasn't. Bubba the Love Sponge has got me into a lot of issues.
Yeah. That guy.
But we're pulling the nose up on this.
We are.
How many chicks are on my Facebook deal right
now?
Yeah. So anyway, Kevin Hazlett is one of the most philanthropic, cool, like he just has the it factor. And can you imagine how many
Bitcoins he has?
Tens of thousands of dollars Carlson and Meisner spends on gift certificates. Like, you know, they send some woman out and they have like a list of, you know, all the partners Blitz probably have a list of clients that they want to take care of. And so can you, it would be interesting to ask Kevin what's your gift? What is your holiday as a firm? What's your holiday budget?
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm sure that they have one. Right, Blitz? Like, I'm sure it's not just willy-nilly. You know, it's probably, like, in a line-item budget, right? Like, it's a real corporation. I think real corporations might have, like, line-item Christmas gift budget. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Call Kevin.
Like, you know how we are, Blitz? We buy Christmas presents based on how much money we got. If you got, like, you know, a little extra money, then you buy a few more.
Sure.
Times are tough. Like, when I was broke, I didn't buy anybody a Christmas
present. Call has been forwarded to an automated...
Is that Kevin?
Yeah. I'm like, Kevin, what is the Carlson and Meisner Christmas gift budget? Like, what would you say, Blitz, you spend a year on Christmas presents? I can answer that question. You know, like, all in. Like, you know, Christmas presents that you buy for your mom, for your cousins, I mean, for your little nephews, for your brother... For, you know, like for the white elephant employee party, just, you know, the general overall number that you spend on Christmas.
Probably around $1,000.
Yeah. I would say I'm probably just a little bit more of that, but not much, because I got a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm probably $1,500.
Yeah.
Lummy, what about you?
I'd say average.
Now you got a kid too. Yeah. Now snot nose.
Yeah, so it's probably gonna jump to about maybe $2,000.
Can I give you and Ashley a little bit of advice as a,
of course,
not as a former parent.
Yeah,
as a parent,
as a retired parent.
Until they're like, all the shit you buy the kid now is just, you're wasting your time.
Yeah, they don't
give a fuck about any of that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe just anything that you buy them, make it so that it could potentially be something to distract them long enough for you to fucking take a nap. Like one of those bouncy swings. You put that little fucker in that bouncy swing, and he'll bounce. Finally, he'll get so tired from bouncing, he's going to end up taking a nap from exerting all that energy, and then you might get a little snack in, too.
Yeah.
So, like, don't get him stupid shit that you want him to get him stuff that wears him out so that you can get a nap in.
Yeah, so he can go to sleep and you can suck some titties.
Yeah, well, we talked about maybe getting, like, 3 gifts, like, 6 months, 9 months,
so
and a year.
So he can go to sleep and dot, you can suck some titties.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
he can steal his lunch.
Yeah, Lummy's got to get a meal here and there.
Usually when
I'm just saying, so just
sleep.
Don't go crazy on the baby gifts, because the little motherfucker can't remember any of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody here remember when you, I mean, probably the youngest I can remember was like when
17,
I was
18?
Six.
Oh.
Five or six.
Yeah,
I can start
about
to pick up various things that I can remember since I, you know, five or six. I can remember going to the mall one time when I was six and I stole a typewriter.
A typewriter?
A full-blown fucking typewriter.
Isn't that a fucking candy bar? You stole a typewriter?
Yeah,
How'd you stick that in your asshole?
So my mom, we went to the, you know, to go to the mall, you had to go clear to Fort Wayne, Indiana, which was like an hour drive because, you know, Warsaw didn't have any malls.
Stole a fucking typewriter.
Warsaw had 3D, Danner's Discount Department Store. And if you really wanted to go to the mall where they had like the fucking hot pretzels and the Orange Julius's and the little arcade deal and all that kind of shit, you had to go to Fort Wayne. Well, what your mom would do she wouldn't let you go play the arcade games until you were like 11.
Yeah.
But like when you were 6 or 7, you had to roll around with her. And as she was looking at stuff and clothes and shit, you'd go fuck around in the inside the store that she was at. Like you'd run through the bottom end of the clothes and you'd go. And maybe sometimes they'd have a toy department. She'd kind of fucking have you go over there and you'd go play with some shit. None of which she'd let you buy.
Go to the bra section or the panty section and look at all the panties.
So my mom's at this, you know, general, my mom was at this general store. And there was this little typewriter, and it wasn't so big. It was like a kid's typewriter.
Oh, okay.
But nonetheless, it was a typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted it. So I took it to my mom. I carried it over, and she's like, put that back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I want this. And she's like, no, put that back. So I don't put it back. Instead, I walk out with it. And next thing you know, my mom sees me go, and she's looking out into the main area of the mall, and she sees me going up the escalator with this typewriter.
Oh.
Now, nobody had stopped me. Nobody thought I'd stolen it or nothing.
Right.
And my mom came running out of the store, and she said, get your ass back down. Well, I wasn't going to come back down on the down elevator just to get my ass kicked.
Oh, so, you just sat there and waited?
So I stayed at the very, very top, and she's like, get down here. Get on that escalator. Get down here. I'm like, no. So she rode the elevator up.
Did she ride it up or did she walk up as it went up?
Both.
She's pissed.
So she's riding up, but she's also, you know, taking stairs too.
Right, right.
And she gets, and I'm like, and I knew not to get on the down elevator.
Yeah,
I knew
just
not
sit there and wait.
Because you just, I just knew. Like I'd already pushed her buttons.
Oh yeah.
Don't ride down to even just come up. You're gonna get an ass whip. So she got to the very top. And you know how your mom had kind of longer fingernails, and they'd put them right there on your forearm meat under
dig them in
and dig them in.
Yep, mom nails.
She's like, listen, you little fucker, we're gonna go back to that store, and you're gonna put that typewriter back where you found it, and you better hope that no security guards ask you any questions because you're gonna go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you're like, what? You're gonna go to jail? Like your mom just absolutely makes it the worst fucking case.
I'm gonna let you take you to jail.
Yeah, like the what? Like the shit, that shit ain't really gonna happen. Like, if you'd be like, really, mom, fuck you, you ain't sending me to jail, bitch.
If you would have said that to her, that would have been the funniest shit ever.
I know.
Look, bitch, what the fuck you talking about? They ain't taking me nowhere. You're just talking smack.
Yeah, you talking that bullshit.
I'm taking the typewriter home. Let's go. Well,
can you imagine?
And I'm driving.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch. And nobody's gonna take anybody to jail. I'll put 6-year-olds in jail, you fucking crazy bitch. She would. Oh, can you imagine?
She would have thrown you down the escalator.
Yeah.
So we go down, and I'm like, I'm crying.
Yeah.
She's like, stop crying.
Look normal.
So she takes it in, and like the appliance set, or wherever the fuck I got it from, was fairly close to the entrance.
Okay.
So I go, and I put it back where I got it, and there was an obvious missing space there.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't. Sometimes she'd beat you right there in the store. And, like, you could get your ass whipped right in front of the store, and nobody said anything about it.
No.
Isn't that great?
Nobody stopped and said, ma'am, I think you're being a little tough on your kid.
No. Had a camera.
Nobody had a fucking cell phone camera. Nope. Nothing. And your mom would literally fucking whip your ass.
And everyone around said, I wonder what that kid did.
Yep.
Not, oh, look at that mom. It's, nope, that kid must have done something bad.
It wasn't, look at that bad mom. It's like, look at that mom getting, you know, doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you that kid ain't doing any shit anymore.
We're fencing $20 cash.
Thank you, Wolf. And so we get, she gives me kind of a pre yoking in the store. Well, that ruined the entire trip. Like it was, I think it was, I should have said, bitch, it's 4 in the afternoon. We were going home anyway.
Yeah.
But she had to put the now we're going home because of you on me.
Right.
When realistically.
She was done shopping anyway.
She'd already been to Montgomery.
You got Megyn Kelly'd.
Yeah, she was already been to Montgomery Ward and all the bullshit stores that she was going to. This was the last store of the day.
Sure.
But I had to take the fucking raps for it. She's like, okay, we're going home now. You ruined it. We're going home. And there was we didn't have a Burger King in Warsaw. We did not have a Burger King. And at the entrance of the mall was Burger King.
You get to smell that flame boil.
And she
boil.
Was like, we're not. And so when we were walking in, she'd always be like, okay, kids.
Yeah, she knew it would hurt you.
When we get done, we'll stop by Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. So we're going. And she's like, and we're not going to Burger King.
You get to smell that smoke.
That's rough.
And then... Then when she got you out, she fucking whipped your ass, slap across the face.
Oof.
Like you, back in the day, you could slap your kid right across his face.
They deserved it.
Bam. slap right. Slap your kid across the face now in public. And,
you'll be in jail.
You're going to be in fucking jail.
All I can think
of
right
private.
Now. All I can think of right now is how good it smells when you walk by a Burger King or
oh,
whatever.
All I can think about right
or
now.
Or Cinnabon.
Right now, I can think about the Baconator. It's 1,200 calories, though. Oh, with onion rings.
Can I open this?
Not yet, bitch. Soon. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
JJJ.
Yes, Glory Hole Gray. Hello.
So, you actually got it pretty good. Your mom only laid into you with the claws on the arm. Mine actually grabbed me by the earlobe and dragged my ass all the way across the parking lot and back in to the manager of the store.
No, you shouldn't have stole that dildo.
My mom made me go into the store one. My mom made me go into the store one time and give the money to the clerk that I stole a balloon. I remember that like it was nothing.
Stole a balloon too.
I stole a balloon. Mm. It was in where the fuck was that place called? Oh, I forget what it was called.
Triple D.
Harvey's.
They sell burgers there.
HARV. No, it was Thornburg's.
Oh, Thornburg's.
It was
Thornburg.
It was Thornburg's pharmacy next to Harvey's. And we were, and there was this balloon, and I wanted this balloon, and she's like, "No, you cannot have that balloon," and it was like a nickel or some shit. So we get into the car, and what's my dumbass do? I blow the fucking balloon up over halfway home.
Told on yourself.
She fucking pulls it over like a goddamn Starsky and Hutch commercial.
Yeah, like an NFT car.
Where did you get that? I got it at Thornburg's. You little motherfucker. She then drove me to Thornburg's, gave me a quarter, which was five times the amount of what it cost.
Mm-hmm.
Had to go in. I had to slobber it up fucking balloon because I already slobbered it up. Give the balloon back to the manager and a quarter, then come back out to my car and get my fucking ass whipped. And then have to come home and tell my dad that I stole a balloon and get my ass whipped by him, too.
Hmm.
A lot of ass whipping.
Fuck them balloons.
I should have told my mom, fuck that balloon, bitch.
I bought that. You didn't see I had that nickel?
How about that $1.25 you just spent on cigarettes?
Oh.
Right.
Drowls. How about those fucking Doral menthols
What's
you
better
bought?
For your lungs? Me blowing up this balloon or you smoking cigarettes?
Hey,
give me secondhand smoke,
hey, don't,
ho.
Don't you wish you could talk like that? You could have a kid and talk like that to his mom?
No, they have those and they're fucking horrible
that's
kids.
True.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's the kids nowadays.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. That's right. You're right. All right, Anna. So without further ado.
Yes.
Kevin All yesterday gave us a whole bunch of gift certificates from Carrabba's. And quite a large volume as well. Like
yes, he did. Very like, generous.
Yeah, millions.
I guarantee
dollars.
You, I mean, Anna, yours was probably at least 50 to 100.
Correct.
And mine, you know, obviously being the head here, was a few thousand
right.
dollars.
Right.
Wow.
Oh,
nice.
He actually gave you a Carrabba's.
Well, I got a Louis Vuitton one. Mm-hmm. And a
Louis Vuitton Carrabba's?
No, I didn't get a Louis Vuitton gift card.
Oh.
I got Carrabba's like you guys did, but I think he gave me like an extra 50.
Nice.
Because I'm the man.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Sure.
So, but the bad thing about Carrabba's is, I mean, you can't even really go there and eat responsible. You can't.
You can.
Not really. I mean, it's tough. It's tough to eat responsible at Carrabba's.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. You get the bread. You get the fucking pasta.
Yeah. You're done.
Get the apps.
Yeah.
The cheese. What is
See,
the...
See, Blitz, here's what I do when I go to Longhorn.
Mm-hmm.
I get the Tunyon.
Okay.
Which is not that good for you, but
it's really not.
And I try to have
so
one piece of bread. You know how they have the fresh bread? One piece.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of bread.
Okay, one piece. And then I usually get the 12. I get the Parmesan encrusted chicken.
Okay.
And then I usually get like mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese. All of it not good for you at all.
Yeah, not really.
So here's what I do though. I'll have the Tunyon. And then I'll eat my mashed potatoes, all of them. And then that's it. And then I on a, in a to-go bag, I get the two pieces of chicken.
Yep.
And my macaroni and cheese. And then that's three meals.
Nice.
That works. That's two meals.
Yeah, that works.
And I'll have one of those chicken breasts for like lunch one day, one for dinner, and sprinkle in macaroni on both of them. That's how the fuck you do it and not gain a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
You're right.
So anyway, Kevin brought us these Carrabba gift certificates and then had this unbelievable gift bag box. I bet you the and Anna's going to
I'm peeping menus.
Oh, this is the Carrabba's menu.
Mm-hmm.
None of it looks good for you at all.
Delicious.
Is that,
wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Classic combination, hand-breaded
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Fuck that. I'm seeing what I'm gonna get. Do they got like the tour of Italy?
I think that's Olive Garden, isn't it?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
But I'm sure they have something like it, yeah, though.
What's the thing with the tomatoes and the mozzarella? I forgot the name. It's like an appetizer.
Oh, spaghetti?
Oh. What the hell is
that? The raviolis? Bullshit. No,
with the vinegar, like oil and vinegar on it. What is it called? I feel stupid.
Cause caprese? No.
Caprese. Yeah.
Yeah, caprese salad.
I'd probably get the lasagna. That's almost not. Man, price has really gone up. Mm-hmm. $19 for the fucking lasagna at Carrabba's.
Get a pizza.
Are you allowed to use it at all the Bloomin' Brands?
Oh,
that one.
Oh, is it a?
Let's check. Well, I
don't have.
Usually, yes.
Yeah.
So you could use it at a few different.
If you could go to Outback on this motherfucker.
Here, I'll let you know.
Hold on here.
Outback.
I got one right now. Here.
Right now.
Carrabba's. Yeah, you can. Outback, Bonefish, Carrabba's, and Fleming's. Hey, let's go straight.
Let's go somewhere, Bubba.
What do you mean?
We'll go somewhere.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll pay too.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, for real.
We should go to Olive Garden. I mean, not Olive Garden.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah,
Outback.
No problem. Yeah. Sure. No problem.
Outback. Yeah. There's an Outback right here.
Yeah. Sure. No problem.
Yeah. But
you can actually eat more responsible at Outback than you can Carrabba's. Can you not?
No.
Really?
It's all bad. And you got to order a Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah. You got to order the Bloomin' Onion.
I had one of those recently. They're fucking delicious. Mm-hmm.
You got to order the Bloomin' Onion.
Mm-hmm.
But you could then you could go out. They got like a chicken, like a grilled chicken deal. If you and I went
to Outback, I'm getting a steak.
But hold on, Blitz. If you and I go to Olive Garden, if you and I go to fucking Outback,
where are we going?
If you and I go to fucking Bloomin' Onion,
yep.
If you and I go to Outback and we split a Bloomin' Onion,
halvesies.
That's a lot.
I know, but just fucking work with me.
Okay.
We split it.
Okay.
You get a steak.
Yep.
I get a steak, or I get the chicken.
Okay.
You get a side. It's not really that bad.
It's not that bad. It's not that good. The Blue Million's the worst part.
Brad Cruz, 1,000 stars.
I'd eat like a quarter of it, which is still a lot.
So anyway, we got gift cards. We'll be eating out a lot.
Yeah, going
Outback. And Anna, we got this. Kevin also brought me. Now, I think this is to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's this huge, huge gift basket, and it's not like a fucking jobber gift basket. Oh. Like, it is.
Oh,
it is like.
Oh,
and Blitz, like, it's high class shit.
It is.
This was like you can see, $150.
Yeah, I got to think that gift bag, that's probably $150, maybe $200.
Oh, yeah, easy. Because small ones will be like fucking $70.
Yeah. So, Anna, yeah. I'm going to have you go through it.
Thank you so much for letting me do this.
And then you tell me what the item is.
Okay,
and then,
I'm going to put it on the ground.
First of all, let me just explain. It's all mine.
Yeah.
Now, it's all mine. Ah. And as she calls something out, I need to know whether anybody likes it or not.
Okay.
So, like, if she said olives.
Blitz.
I like it.
So, let me say, I like it. Blitz, yeah. I like it. Yeah. Anna, I'd like it. And then we got to get Jesus in here. Jesus, I know you don't like olives. Neither do I. So, Jesus, you wouldn't say anything on olives.
Oh, no.
But if it was like, I'm trying to think what Tyler likes.
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tyler.
Mommy.
Say it. Jesus, Tyler.
Hell yeah, I like it.
All right, Anna, start with your items, Anna. Right. How are my girls on Facebook?
Hurry up, ho!
I'm trying to find... Hello, Big Red. How are you, buddy? Blitz Big Red, I think, lowered the TVs.
They look way better.
They look way better.
Yes.
And you and I actually had a TV meeting today.
We had a TV meeting.
All
we got to call Shane up, get some stuff handled. We're going to have TVs in here.
Oh, yeah, that's Shane.
Anna, don't just... Like delicately, like
rip the thing.
Well, it's all taped together.
Yeah, they do. They like glue everything together.
You want the knife? Does somebody need to give her a
knife? You just have to rip it apart.
I got it.
So that way the basket doesn't fall apart in the fucking stores.
All right.
So Anna, you need to go.
Item number one.
First item in the Bubba gift bag.
First item in the Bubba gift bag is. Oh shit! I don't know if I can read this. Focaccini can rub. Rosemary, no.
What?
I think they're crackers.
Crackers?
Yeah.
Like what kind of crackers?
I just said it's focaccini.
Like bougie crackers?
Rose. Okay, it's freaking crackers with rosemary. That's what it is.
Bubba out.
I like crackers. Let me.
Anna,
that's yours.
Hell to
put that over your deal. Bougie ass crackers.
Right.
We don't know. Bougie ass crackers. Basically bougie ass crackers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, most of this shit's bougie ass.
Yeah, this is all bougie ass shit. But like, if they're like
Queen's Delight. Oh, sorry. The second item in Bubba's gift bag from Kevin Hazlett, Queen's Delight Wild Berry Drops. I think they're like little hard candies.
Yeah, Bubba out.
I'm good. I don't eat.
Yeah. Lum
Lum out. No. All
nobody
right.
likes candies.
I'll, if anyone wants them, I'll take them. I'll eat them.
Lummy. Over to Lummy. Lummy. Anna and Lummy are.
They're probably pretty good too.
Anna and Lummy.
I've had those. They're pretty good, but
yeah, they're good.
All right, give me item three, bitch. Okay. Jesus. You're right, Heather Wiz. She was gifted a knife, and she does have a knife.
Ooh, sparkling lemonade. Item number three.
What do you mean sparkling lemonade? What do you mean?
Sparkling spring water, beet sugar. It's just like fancy. Sparkling
Perrier.
Water.
It's Perrier in a bottle.
Yeah.
Out.
I'm good.
You don't want that?
No,
it's
if it had alcohol in
not
it.
Not alcoholic.
But I can't get drunk off this shit.
Give it to Lummy.
Yeah
Lummy.
Tyler needs that.
Does Tyler want it?
Tyler, I don't want
a fancy little.
Yeah, you mean, and Ace can pretend like you're fucking drinking and you're really adults. Not.
Tyler, do you want that shit or not? I don't. And remember,
no.
I don't
fancy
want that shit.
Fancy lemonade
around my house either. Fucking getting cluttered.
No, I don't want it.
All right. All right, so we can put like a grab. Lummy, you take it. You know what, Lummy? That's probably a pretty good mixer.
Yep.
At the end of the day,
100%.
This one's for Bubs.
Oh, what is it?
What is it?
Item number four: whole grain Dijon mustard.
Fuck you, bitch!
I'll take that.
Okay.
That goes to Blitz.
Yeah.
And you're lucky to whip your ass for being a smartass. You know I hate mustard.
All mustards.
Yes.
Okay.
And you are remiss for saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking bitch, trying to get up one on me. Don't open it all the way. Just put it aside for Blitz.
I did. I was just taking the glue off.
All right. Continue on.
The next item, item number five.
Doesn't matter. Just say the next fucking item. Okay?
The next fucking item is milk chocolate truffles.
Oh, me. Bubba. Me. Bubba. Bubba.
Okay.
Bubba.
Bubba.
Sorry, Todd. I had to overrule really on that one.
But Tyler, they do have milk.
Hold on. No, bitch. It goes.
Yeah, I'll do that.
No. You don't go offer him because he didn't get this item. He gets the next fucking item.
I'll take all of you
want some. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the hand and out duties away from you.
No, please don't do that.
The senior Clem has first right of refusal.
Yeah, so you announce the item, and then I
just thought you wouldn't like this.
Okay, what's the next item?
Mango ginger habanero sauce.
No, you're right.
Okay, yeah, hold on. You think Tyler would like that too?
No.
No, fuck.
That's why I offered it to him.
Right, now would you, Anna?
Yeah.
You fucking bitch. Stop putting stickers
stop picking on, it.
on my countertops.
I'm
okay, bitch?
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
I mean, if
you're
going to
be the official
that.
Opener because you have an opening fetish, stop, you know, being...
I'm trying to take the glue off.
Don't fuck that. Go to the next item out.
Next item. Jesus. Let me kind of wish you...
Well, who got this?
I'll take that.
All right, Blitz.
Habanero, Blitz.
Mango habanero sauce.
What's the next item?
Sounded good.
You can leave it packaged. You don't have to
No, Bubba, it's stuck to the fucking bag.
All right, next item.
Artisan crisps, tart cherry, cacao nib, and almond.
So like a...
It's like a cracker cookie.
It's like a Fig Newton.
It's like a fucking cracker cookie. Dried out Fig Newton. Piece of shit. I don't like nibs.
Lummy wants that.
Give it to Lummy.
Lummy, you'll eat it.
He's going to feed all this shit to the goats.
I'll eat everything.
Hey, I think the goats would love that shit, probably acting in that. Continue on.
Okay, next item is cherry peppers.
This is pretty bougie.
This is bougie as fuck.
This is bougie as fuck.
Oh, cherry peppers?
Cherry peppers. Sweet.
Lummy likes
spicy
hot stuff.
And
Lummy.
Sweet.
Yeah, cherry
spicy
peppers over Lummy. Lummy, you must eat those on the air, though, okay? Cherry
all
peppers.
All of them.
Snack on the air. Lummy, you look good today, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
All right. It's only taken me 5 hours to determine that. All right. Anna, keep efficiently going. Are you halfway done yet?
Ooh, I want
about
those.
Half.
I want those.
Oh! Ew. They're a little open. Ew.
Do you open them? You bitch! I just heard it pop. You just opened them.
Yep.
What the fuck?
You really wanted those, too.
I did. I called that out yesterday as the one item I wanted.
Mean open
she
it.
Ruined it.
I didn't mean to open it.
Blitz gets the olives. But, Anna, what the fuck are you doing? Why can't you fucking do, like...
Baba! I got all this olive juice all over me. I didn't mean to open it. I honestly didn't mean to open it. I'm so sorry.
Blitz,
and it's
I tried to throw her a bone by letting her open this shit. And she's just being a fucking bitch about it.
Right, what the fuck?
Sorry, it's disgusting. I hate green olives. They're disgusting.
See?
I love green olives.
All right, then you can have them.
Okay.
Dealing with you fuckers.
That's the only thing I think
I have to
called.
Eat them soon because they're open.
Yeah. Blitz, that's the only thing he's been eyeballing.
And
Anna,
you better clean that fucking area up with some squirt. Continue on. Yeah. I'll close. I'm over.
Squirt it up.
I gotta go. This is not funny.
Sesame breadsticks. From Robert Rothschild.
Hold on, Let me just ask this question.
Can anybody have done this any more fucked up?
Is there anything else in there that you can see that Bubba would want?
Yes.
Then pull that shit out right now.
Yeah. Go through what?
The fuck out of here. He's got to poop.
Like, Anna, it's
basically everything else. Peppermint cookies.
Me.
Tyler, get Tyler peppermint cookies. Put that aside. You have to be quicker about this shit, Anna.
All right.
We're all getting mad at you. Peppermint cookies go to Tyler. I got the
How
trouble.
How about some petite shortbread biscuits? You like that, Bubs?
Nah, I'm
delightfully
not.
Crisp cookies.
Nah.
No, love me. I'll take. I like that. That's all right.
All right, Anna. Do you see anything on the surface that you really do like? Because that's what we did to start with. You haven't really gotten much. Poor little thing is just about as awkward as they come.
Italian breadsticks. I don't want Italian breadsticks. I don't know what this is. Oh, shit.
What are you breaking now?
Well, I mean, you want some breadsticks?
Oh, does anyone
Can
else
I see
want
what's in this?
I want breadsticks.
Yeah, there
Tyler gets some breadsticks.
All right, Tyler gets breadsticks.
Johnny Carbs over there.
Ooh, Bubba.
What?
Look at this. The popcorn factory called. They got some caramel popcorn. Bubba, it's all stuck together. Do you see why I'm having issues? I'm not.
They don't make that shit easy to actually open up.
It's literally tape and glue everywhere.
You know, those fucking gift baskets aren't really made to eat. They're made to buy and to give away. And whoever ends up with them is the one that gets fucked. Because it's a bunch of nasty shit that you have to fucking unglue.
Oh, shit. I got crackers coming out. One end. Bubba.
All I need is the truffles.
Bubba. Caramel popcorn. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, now my headphones are stuck to it.
I like popcorn.
You sound like Milton from Office Space there. I liked popcorn. I liked popcorn.
And
popcorn.
I'll take paper. These what? Rounds. They're like the crackers.
All I can say is we're going to end this program here very soon.
Big buck, 1,000 stars.
And yeah, I'm going to go over and grab my truffles.
You don't want
then,
anything
and
else?
And you guys can, and Tyler come in and grab his shit.
Okay.
And then you guys figure out who gets what.
Okay.
And just make sure that that shit's cleaned up. That's all I ask.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
I think we're done.
Do you want the basket?
No, I don't want any of that. I don't want any.
I'll take
I don't
the basket.
Want you guys can have the basket. You guys can like all that. You know why? You know what you're gonna do? You're gonna use that basket to repurpose some shit for things for
fuck
Christmas.
Fuck yeah, I am.
She's got the cat sleep in it.
I'm taking this basket. Put my stuff in. I'm gonna take this.
So everybody, the show's gonna be officially over here momentarily, and you're gonna come in here and grab your shit. And then we're going to come back here tomorrow and do the last show of the year.
Yep.
Anna, and it'll be the last off-the-rail show of, it'll be the last after show of Twitch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything from that point forward gets moved over to Facebook and YouTube until I become very frustrated and go back to Twitch.
Sounds good.
Bubba 199 on Friday.
Woo.
And, by the way, Bubba 199s and Danny 198s and anything like that we've already established, it stays on Twitch, of course.
Well, you kind of have to anyway.
And Blitz, I know the answer is no before I ask it. Have you looked into getting an LP gas dial replacement?
I have not. I will go out there today and work on that.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Because yep. I want to fire pit it up during the holidays a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I'll do it today.
All right, buddy. We're good.
All right.